We spoke about this continuing what we learned last week. The Maral talks about the different halakim of the neshama and the parallels to the ways that the Umas Olam, that the kingdoms of the Umas Olam, they opposed Klal Yisrael. So the Yavon, they could only tolerate Klal Yisrael if they are the pinnacle of wisdom. When people look at the highest level of wisdom attainable, they look up to the Yavonim, and that's where it is. And then they could pretty much tolerate anything. They don't want to kill the Jews out. They just want to put them in their place. Klal Yisrael had a Torah which the Yavonim didn't understand. They couldn't understand. It was a wisdom that was inaccessible to them. They couldn't understand it. They tried, and they couldn't understand it. And if Klal Yisrael understands something that they can't understand, so it means Klal Yisrael is superior in the area of wisdom. And this is not to be tolerated. So the solution is to rip Klal Yisrael away from the Torah, which they tried to do. They tried to convince Klal Yisrael that the Bnei Yisrael ripped themselves away from the Torah. But, you know, I'm just saying, the Kiyadua, the Remez of the Bnei Yisrael, the Mitzrayim is the parent of all Goliaths. Mitzrayim gave birth to all the Goliaths. Every Goliath the Klal Yisrael went into after Mitzrayim had its roots in Mitzrayim, the Sheirish, where it came from. Babel grew out of Mitzrayim. Yavin grew out of Mitzrayim. Paras and Mada, each one took something that Mitzrayim had. So Mitzrayim had it all. But just like a child doesn't take everything from the parents, you'll have one parent, they have blue eyes, and the other parent has green eyes, and one has brown hair, and one has blonde hair. And the child will take some things from one parent and other things from the other parent. So the Umayyads, Babel, Paras, Amada, Yavon, Edom, they took different things from Mitzrayim.
I thought Edom was Hakol.
Yes, but Edom's Hakol in a different way than Mitzrayim's Hakol, because Mitzrayim gave birth to all of them. Edom is not a source. Edom is a ganif. There's two ways of having her call, Rish Yidl. One is to be the source of everything. The first Adam Arishan has everything because he's the first man. And anybody that's a man comes from Adam. There's no other sources. Another way of having her call is like what China does. They steal everybody's secrets. What Samsung did to Apple. It's the other operating system. So there's two ways of having a call. One is to be the source, and the one and only source. So then everything that comes after you had to come from you. And then the other is being a ganif. So Mitzrayim is a call because they're original. They're original. They created forms of evil that only Mitzrayim, they're original, you know, Mitzrayim are original thinkers, and they created four different ways of wiping out the truth in this world. Or they grasped the potential of such evil, and they actually used it. They utilized it. I mean, the four types of evil were created in the first days of creation. So that's what the Maral spoke about earlier. That the earth was Tayu, Vavayu, Vachayshar Apnei Sahim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the only way for the world to be sustainable in its present form is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not evident in creation. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself in creation. That's our world. And our world has to be like that. Otherwise God's not going to get what he wants out of the world. The world has to be a world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not evident in creation, so that we have to find him. So in order for us to find him, God has to hide. When God hides, so then evil fills that void.
Why?
There's no vacuums. That's why. There are no vacuums. Evil, by definition, is a lack of God's presence. You can't convince someone, you can't prove to someone of the merits of evil when the king is standing in front of you. When the king goes away, he goes on vacation, so you could come up with all kinds of alternate belief systems. The minute the king comes back, it all falls away. You have nothing to say in front of the king. When Shlomo HaMelech came back, Ashpenai ran away. Because Ashpenai was able to keep up the masquerade as long as Shlomo HaMelech was banished. But as soon as he came back, people would see the real king. They'd know that Shlomo is real and Ashpenai is just a fraud. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He hid himself. That's going to bring about the emergence of other belief systems. At least the potential, the capacity for other belief systems. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. He's the only one. There's no alternatives. There's no competition. But when that one point of origin hides itself, so then Kriya could branch off in all directions. And the main directions are four. So there's four main ways of departing from a center point. Go forward, backwards, right, left, north, west, west, east, south, whatever floats your boat. You have a point in the center, then you could depart from that point in four directions. Any other direction is a mixture of the two. Only the southwest, but southwest is not a direction. It's a combination of south and west.
What about up and down?
Up and down is depth. Sheker has no depth. Sheker is superficial. Anything with depth means that you're going beneath the surface, you go beneath the surface, you discover the truth. But this, these are the sides. It says, "V'haya v'yamim harab mehem," and it was in the many days. V'yantcha b'nei Yisrael min avayda. B'nei Yisrael, they cried out, they groaned in anguish from the avayda. It says Yom HaRabim Mehem. Yom HaRabim is many days. What does many days mean? Rabim, as many days, it means it was a long time. The Bnei Yisrael brings the remez of Rabim. Rabim is Rosh Teva's Rome. Bavel, Yavan, and Mada. Where's Mada? Rabim. Because all those nations were rooted in Mitzrayim. Where do you find Yavan and Mitzrayim? You find each one of them in Mitzrayim. You find Yavan and Mitzrayim.
What was it?
Right. It's a Perek Beis, Pasuk of Gimel, and Pashas Mais. Vayhi bayamim harabim ahim. Vayamis melech Mitzrayim. Vayantcha bnei Yisro min ha-vayda. Vayizaku vatal shavasim el alahim min ha-vayda. This is right before the encounter that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the burning bush. Actually, this was the catalyst. This set it off. Says Vayhi b'yamim harabim ahim. So the Bnei Yisrael explains there was that point that Klal Yisrael had suffered through all the four galuyos. There were different stages. There were different stages of the Shibud. And Rabim means they went through Rome and Bavel and Yavan and Madai. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go out. Where do you find Where do you find Yavan and Mitzrayim? You want to guess? You want to guess? Where do you find them? Where's Yavan and Mitzrayim?
When they left and said that, we want to go back because all the, they like got Piach and the Shul and all other stuff.
It was a meet a cover, right?
I'm not clear what Avatiach has to do with Yavan. What?
Stuff. Meet a cover, right?
No, Yavan is Chachma. And they have to be the definition, the ultimate of Chachma, and anyone that doesn't have it is a threat to them. And when, I mean, anyone that has Chachma that they don't have access to is a threat to them. And therefore, they're hisnagd to the Klal Yisrael to remove Klal Yisrael from the Chachma. When Yosef was first brought before Parai, Parai was on the throne, and the throne, Parai was a very short guy. He's like an Amitol. But he had a throne room that to reach the throne you had to go up 70 steps. And the more languages you knew, the closer you can get to the throne. Somebody knew 10 languages, they walked up 10 steps. And they would just speak the power from there. Yosef spoke 70 languages. The Medrash says that the night before he was brought in front of Paro, Hashem sent an angel to Yosef, and Hashem, and the angel taught Yosef all 70 languages. So he went up step by step. They had, you know, Paro also knew 70 languages. So you'd have to say something to Paro, up one step, change to a different language, you know, speaking Greek, then Latin, then Swazi, some Swahili dialect, whatever the 70 Sanskrit and the earlier languages. Until he got up to the 70. Now he's on the top step, and he's made it. He has one more language he knows, Lashon Kodesh. And he started speaking to Parah in Lashon Kodesh. He didn't understand him. And Parah made him swear that he'll never reveal to anyone that he knows a language that Parah doesn't know. And Yosef swore. That's how he was able to get permission to bury his father in Eretz Canaan. Because Paro said, we can't let Yaakov out. They wanted Yaakov there, dead or alive. They wanted Yaakov in Mitzrayim. And Yosef said, but I, my father asked me to bring him out. And Paro said, so I'm telling you not to. Don't listen to him. And Yosef said, well, I swore. And Paro said, so break your shvua. And Yosef told Paro, once we're on the topic of breaking shvua, so there's a shvua I made to you that I could also break. And Paro said, okay, take him to his command. So it was so important to Paro that no one should know. Because Yosef knows one more language than him, did he make him take a shvua? And it was so important to Paro that he let Yaakov Avinu go out of Mitzrayim, which he was dead set against. They knew wherever Yaakov is buried, he's going to be blessed. You're giving up Yaakov, you're giving up your biggest resource. And he gave him up because no one should know. Why is that such a threat to him? Because it's Lashon Kodesh. If people would know that Yosef knows Lashon Kodesh and Paro doesn't, that means that Paro can't. Believe me, if he could, he would. Do 70, he can't. Lashon Kodesh is only for someone that's on a higher level, someone that's Kodesh. So Paro would be admitting that Yosef is Kodesh, and he's not. And he can't. That's Yavod, okay? That's the...
We see that in the pain that we got, that we got in the tribe?
Yeah, the pain was to make Klal Yisrael not special. It's very difficult to steig. It's very difficult to be special. It's very difficult to be special when you're reduced to the status of an animal. They were occupied in physical labor. Paro left instruction to do not, they should not be given a moment of respite, of rest. He doesn't want them to be able to think. He wants to reduce them to mere physical existence. And that's Yavod. And said, Edom is not like that. Edom makes Xerus that we can't keep so they can kill us.
Do you want to throw baby boys in the water?
Right. So throwing boys in the water. Do a cruel, cruel Xerus. Kill Jewish babies to cure his leprosy. That was cruel. And Maral explained that the Kayach HaDibur is the Kayach of the Neshama that's Kenega Edaim. Because the Kayach HaDibur you use thought. The Kayach HaDibur you use the body, and the Kayach HaDibur you use life moving from one, being animated life. The Kayach HaDibur is the Kayach that unites all the Chalakim and Neshama. He said that's why Neshama don't have Chalakim. We don't have four Neshamas or three Neshamas. We don't have three Neshamas. We have one Neshama. And then they branch out in three different ways, and there's a kav, there's something that unites all three, and that's the Kayach HaDibur. So he continued in the Sefer and Sivas Ailam.
What was it the Rambam said?
What?
They quoted the Rambam last week, they're saying the same idea. He said it all differently? I don't remember that, so I'm asking. He said the same thing in terms of how they're not chalakim, rather they...
No, there's a concept called the Sham Zachelik al Kamimal. The Chalakim is only based on something that can be divided into separate pieces, and Ruch Nius is not dividable. Not Shaykh, it's either or no Chalakim. The Chet of the Meraglim was Nechtuk Zadirim Shay Yisrael, that all Klai Yisrael is going to die. Because that's the chet that uses all the halakim in the neshama. But that's adkan, you know, what we discussed last week. He brings a gemara m'sachas erikin. Daf tezvav amenal. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Esen is Yernis Nisa Abbasin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our forefathers, they tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu with 10 trials. That means they tested it was an sign that they're inciting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. They're daring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy them 10 times. They're provoking him. Shnayim b'yam, two by the yamsu. Shnayim b'mayim, two connected with water. Shnayim b'man, two connected with man. Shnayim b'slav, two connected with the quails. And achas b'egel, one the chadegel, achas b'min b'par, and one the meraglim.
Can you repeat that?
Two by the yamsu, two connected with water, two connected with man, two connected with the slav, the quails, one the eagle, and one of Meraglim. So he breaks it down. B'yam, achas b'yirid, achas b'aliyah. They sinned when they went into the yam, and they sinned when they came out of the yam. When did they sin when they went into the yam? Because when the Mitzrayim were chasing them, and the yam sof was a barrier, so then they cried out, "Mibliyim kvarim b'mitzrayim." And there's not enough burial grounds in Mitzrayim, they have to bring us out here to die. It's like there's a shortage. So this is a solution. They'll die out here, and then they won't have to use up their precious cemetery space. Baliyah, when they came out, Kerebuna, Dami Rebuna, Yisrael, Shabbai Sadam Tani Amanahayu, their Muna was small, Katan. Kerebuna Bar Mari, so Rebuna is quoting Rabbi Bar Mari, Dami Rabbi Bar Mari, Maitre Sevayamru Al Yamsuf, they rebelled against God on the Yamsuf, but Yeshiyam and God saved them, he's a Pasuk in Tehillim. And tell them it says Vayamra al Yamsuf, they rebelled on the Yamsuf, Vayashim, and still God saved them. Laman Shemai for God's name. Malamisha Yisrael, Mamrim Baishasha, they were rebelling when they're in the Yam. But I mean they were saying Kashim Shanach the Ilam Mitzadzeh, we got out of the Yamsuf safely. So the Mitzrayim, Kach Mitzrayim, Ilam Mitzadach, the Mitzrayim also made it out safely. And they're going to come around and they're going to chase us again, they're going to kill us out. That's a Chasar Min Emuna. He told the angel in charge of the yam, spit the Mitzrayim out on the Mitzrayim, on the dry land so the Jews could see their corpses. Miyad potan liyabasha. The ksiva, ya Yisrael's Mitzrayim meisas vas yam. Klai Yisrael's Mitzrayim was dead on the seashore. What does it mean? They saw the corpses. Shnayim b'mayim. Two concerning water. The Mara, the left Mitzrayim, they're traveling for 3 days without water. They complained, they finally came to an oasis. The water was bitter. And Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a bitter tree. And Moshe chopped on the tree. He put the bitter tree into the bitter water. And it turned sweet in the drink. So that was the sin Birfidim. So the Vayachdim Refidim in Maim Lishtes. They were traveling in Refidim. There was no water to drink. Siv. Vayir of Amr Moshe. They fought with him. Shnayim B'man. And then Moshe Ben hit the rock. So the first time they complained, so Moshe sweetened the waters, and the second time he hit the rock. Two times with water. B'man the Ksiv, there are two commands about the man. Al Teitzu, don't go out on Shabbos to get it. It's not going to be there. V'yitzu, and they went out. Al Tesiru, he said, eat up your portion, don't save it for the next day, because if you do, it's going to melt. You have exactly enough for one day, eat it up, don't save it. V'yitzu, and they left it over. Shnayim Baslav, twice with the quails. Rishon, when the man fell for the very first time, so then Slav came with the man. it accompanied the man. Slav came twice. And the people didn't die then, but they ate the slav. But it was taiva. Actually, they ate too much. And the second time is when they complained again. And Hashem brought slav the second time, they ate too much and they died. The eagle and the meraglim. Okay, so meraglim was the last one. It means that 9 times for the chesaron and the emunah aliyam, it was not nigzar on them, they should die in the midbar. When they wanted to see the bodies, they cut the eagle, they complained about the water, the man, all this chatoim. The slav could still go into Eretz Yisrael. Meraglim was the one. They did that. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. Can't go into Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to die in the midbar. Maral says that the 10th one is a parallel to the tongue, to the mouth. Because the meraglim sins with the mouth, and the mouth is all the kekes. He says, if the 10th one is a parallel to the body part, then all the other 9s have to be, 9 have to be parallels to the body parts. Which is convenient, because there's 10. There's 2 arms, there's 2 legs, there's 2 eyes, there's 2 ears. The mouth, and the reproductive organs. That's 10. And of the 10, there's four twins. The eyes, the ears, the arms, and the legs. And of the 10, there's 2 single ones. The mouth and the reproductive organ. And where else tells the Zel Shernai, Kasha Tavin, if you'll understand Teda, you'll know. The 10 provocations in Kinegade Varya Adam. They're parallels to the limbs of a person, Shemasara. These were provocations. Each one of them matched one of the limbs. Vadvarma Ila Amukim. It's very deep, Vein Laharach. So we're going to be Marach. And Marach doesn't say anything over here. So let's try to work on this together, okay? This is Mamashiach Pure Siyat Rishmaya. The Marach says he talks about it somewhere else. I didn't get a chance to look at it. But let's look at the Quran Abyssal Yigiyah. And we'll see. So where are we going to start with? Where do you want to start? Let's start with... with the ears. You want to start with the ears? Let's start with the ears, okay? Let's start with the ears.
You did
this in Tamidara? Not exactly similar. You did something similar in Tamidara. The Zayin Chabav. Let's start with the ears. Yeah. The Tamidara has the body parts. Okay. Let's start with water. Water. It's in Parshas B'Shalach. Hashem split the sea. Hashem put the sea reverted back to its original form. The Mitzrayim all died. And they went into Midbar Shur for 3 days. And they didn't find water. And they came to Mara, which was an oasis, but they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter, and that's why they called it Mara. And they complained to Maisha, and they said, what are we supposed to drink? And Maisha cried out to Hashem. Hashem showed him a wood, a tree, and he threw it into the water, and it got sweet. Sham sam lechayk mishpat v'sham nisam. Rashi says, what does it mean over there? Sham, over there, sam lay. They instituted Chayk Mishpat statutes and laws. Sham Nisao, there they were tested. Rashi says, They just come out of Mitzrayim. It was before Matan Torah. So Rashi, they complain because when you don't have Torah, you complain.
Who says that?
Rashi brings it down from the Medrash. When you don't have Torah, you complain. So they gave him Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. It means a famous part. That Paraduma is one of the chukim, that it's one we can't understand because it's Metame Esatahirim, you know, the one that actually, anyone that carries it and has, you know, has anything to do with it, it's Metame them, and it's Metaris Tmeim. So Paraduma is a chayk. Paraduma is a chayk. It's something that's Lamala Menaseichel. It's Lamala Menaseichel. So they needed these kind of mitzvahs. They needed mitzvahs before Torah was given. They needed mitzvahs because they were slumping for three Shabbos, Paraduma. And Dinim.
Dinim.
Dinim are generally laws of Ben Adam Lechavura. So you need a Torah. Without Torah you complain. This was something which we heard over and over again, that you first come to yeshiva and anything in the area of personal comfort causes a great deal of distress. But at the end of the year, when you look at your growth, then all of a sudden they're not as important anymore. Because the thing you came for, you got. So what, you had to put up with something that was uncomfortable. So someone that's without Torah, so then everything that's denied them, if they're deprived, is going to be an exaggerated proportion. And they're going to go complain to Moshe. They could have had more derech eretz. And the pasuk says, and I quote, Vayemer. And Moshe said to them, "Im shamaya tishma kol Hashem lekecha, if here you will hear." She's talking about the mitzvahs he just gave them. Listen to the mitzvahs. Vayashav einav ta'asev azanta l'mitzvaysav, and use your ear to listen to his mitzvahs. V'shamarta kol chukav kol hamakla shesandu v'tzem l'asav alecha. Any illness, any pestilence that came out of v'tzem, I won't place upon you. And Hashem rafecha. That all these things that are bothering you, just listen to divrei Torah, everything's going to be taken care of. It's Ozen. The pasuk says Ozen. What's the reason why they provoked God? They provoked God because their Ozen was not hearing divrei Torah. They didn't have divrei Torah.
Doesn't sound like a rebellion. They didn't have the Torah.
So. They provoked him. It was wrong. The second time was a Refidim. Refidim was the second time. Is it Shtein Gemara? Refidim was the second time. Refidim, the Gemara says, is a composite word. Refidim is Rafu Yedeim Minatayr. Their hands were weakened from Tayr. So both times when they complained from water, it's because their ears were not hearing sufficiently the call of the Dvar Hashem of Torah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
If you're involved in Torah, if that's all you hear is Torah, so things assume the proper proportion. Because also there was nothing wrong with the Bnei Yisrael asking for water. But how? How do you ask for it? The problem is how. Bayilaynu means they approached him with forcefully. They approached them without proper respect, by their hands. And that's because their ears went. So the two times, the first time and the second time.
At that point, well, I mean, were they really to be blamed at that point? I mean, kind of where I have... In terms of, like, they're not...
You don't see such a big Irish, by the way, okay?
Right.
Okay, so don't... This is a big Irish.
But they were testing Hashem?
Yeah, it's on such a greater scale.
They provoked God. They're testing God. They're testing Him to destroy them. It's an assign. They're not testing Him. They're provoking Him to.
Was it like one guy who said he had
bringing, they're in danger. Bringing God to anger. That's what it means.
After 3 days without water, though, after not hearing any Torah, I mean, that's the scale of testing Hashem. Without having any Torah.
Told you, nothing happened to them.
That was on my list.
Yeah, but they weren't testing Hashem.
On the list because they were real.
They were testing Hashem to destroy
them. It's mashma from the Gemara, and the way the Moral explains the Gemara, the Apiswara, each and every one of these tests was enough to wipe them out. It's just the one thing that saved them. This is only sitting with one chalik. The ear is only one chalik. The Ikar Aver was not the Sherish and Aver was not what they said, even though they did say something wrong. But the Sherish and Aver was what they didn't hear.
The condition.
That's only a chalik of a person. That means that they didn't sin with the entire neshama. So since they didn't sin with the entire neshama, he didn't destroy them.
Hardly them.
It's not all of them.
Right.
But enough of that. If you do all the chalakim, there's nothing left. Let's move on.
Do ears have anything to do with water?
Well, you want serious? It's not serious. Divrei Torah has to do with water. Okay. And if the ears are the oifen, how Divrei Torah enter the person, that means the ears are a canal. They're a water canal. So in that sense, they have a lot to do with water. Yeah, I meant seriously. I know you can have water on your ear. Yeah, canal. It's called an auditory canal. Yeah, pun intended.
Yeah, it's a good pun.
Yeah, auditory canal. Let's go on. Are we ready? Isn't that awesome? This is Mamashino. It says Vazanta Lemitzvaisim in the Pasuk. Ozen! Right, let's talk about. Let's go on. Let's move on to the Yam, okay? Let's move on to the Yam. So the Yidu from Mitzrayim Achrein, the Mitzrayim chased after them. Ve'esigo esam chayna mal yam, kosus recha paro, parashav, ve'chela api akirish v'nei bal tzvoyin. The paro hikri, the paro got closer. Ve'yisa b'nei Yisrael is her name. They lifted up their eyes. Ve'nei Mitzrayim, nesei Achrein. The Mitzrayim is following them. Because they're afraid of what they saw. And afterwards, after Mitzrayim died, Pasuk says, "Vayesh Hashem b'yemo as Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim." Hashem saved Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. They saw them dead. Okay. So what's wrong with them? What were they really saying when Mitzrayim was going after them? What were they really saying, what did they think they were saying? Yeah. They thought they were saying that the Mitzrayim were going to kill them. Both times, when they saw the Egyptians before the sea split. They were convinced they saw that the Mitzrayim were going to kill them. When they came out of the Yam Suf, so they thought, and they didn't see the bodies. If the Mitzrayim had dead, we should see the bodies. So they thought because of what they didn't see, they thought the Mitzrayim are going to come out on the other side. But what was the truth? When the Mitzrayim were running after them, where are the Mitzrayim running to?
Their grave.
They're running to the grave. And when they couldn't see them afterwards, why couldn't they see them? Because they were dead. So what's the sharish of that chet? Right? The eyes. I want to point out that, that one is before, one is after. And the same thing with the water. It was before Matan Torah. That they didn't have Torah. So it was before Matan Torah. So the Pagan was, and one was after Matan Torah. Even though they had Torah, but they didn't take advantage of it. Before and after. There's two ears. There's two eyes. There's a right eye, there's a left eye. There's two types of flaws in the eyes. There's two types of flaws in the ears. There's one flaw in not absorbing enough of Torah before you get to Torah. And there's one type of flaw in not absorbing Torah after you get to Torah. There's one type of seeing something and misinterpreting it. And there's another thing of not seeing something. Because it's two eyes, two ears. Go weiter? Let's go weiter. Let's go to the man. Let's go to the man. Let's go to the man. We'll see. So far, so good. So far we have the ears, we have the eyes. Let's go to the man. Let's go to the man. Ibiya Mashfiya was on the seventh day. Yatzim and Amluk at the Lemetzah. They went out on Shabbos to get the man. It wasn't there on Shabbos. They got a double portion on Friday. Yatzim, what does Yatzim mean?
To go out.
How do you go out? By walking with your feet. How about it?
So what does that mean?
And what was the other chat? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, eat up everything you have. Because whatever is left over by the morning is going to melt. And you have to go out the next day and get the next supply of man. They drank it after it melted. The animals went down into the streams.
It became water?
You know, the animals drank it from the streams, and those animals, they made some fine barbecue. It was like marinated, pre-marinated barbecue. It was really good. The birds, when you're talking about the birds, is that Dustin and Avira planted man on Shabbos out there, to show the B'nai Yisrael that Moshe is a liar, and the birds took it away. That's the bird connection. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that you have to go out every day to get it. If somebody left it over, what were they planning on doing the next day? If it wouldn't have melted, what would they have done the next day? Would they have gone out or not?
They wouldn't have melted, they wouldn't have went out.
Because they had left over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two types of avarice with the legs. One is using the legs improperly, and one is not using the legs properly. This is two legs. You have to see the pattern here?
What does that mean to use your legs improperly or properly?
One is using it properly and one is not using your legs. When they weren't supposed to go... When they weren't supposed to go, they went. And when they're supposed to go, they didn't go.
I mean, legs... He's not talking about, legs. You're
talking about halicha.
Halicha.
We're talking about the kayak shabanefesh of halicha.
Which is what?
That you should know when to go and when not to go. Right. What's left? This is good. This is a good one. The slav, right? This is Mamish Shetishmai. It's Mamish the Swiss of such a thirsty tzibah. But it's love, the Bnei Yisrael, they want us love. It's a miyachilenu basa. Who's gonna feed us basa? And Moshe Rabbeinu said the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where am I gonna get it all from? Atayne baki shakal kam ve'yem Hashem
Moshe. Didn't it already come in the month?
This is the second time.
At what point?
They complained twice.
It what? Still already came in the month.
At what point in the desert travels in the 40 years was this? Whatever it was.
This is all in the first year.
Right, but again, they were slaves in Egypt. Why did they know what like meat tasted like? Like, who are they to demand?
Good question.
It's the Jewish sense of entitlement.
That's a good question. Entitled to ask that question.
Then I can't judge him. I wasn't walking around.
I'm telling you, Egypt was the place of desires. They might not. I doubt if the Egyptians gave them meat.
Right.
They gave them matzah. After they finished the matzah, they had more matzah. The Egyptians weren't going to waste any resources on that. Miyachilin abasar means a lot more than just you wanted a piece of meat. They wanted physicality. They were living like angels. They were eating the man. They had what they eat. They weren't hungry. But they weren't full either. They were neither. It's sort of like the feeling you get in Kol Nidre and in Kippur. You're not hungry. During my Rebbe, okay, some people get hungry. My Rebbe also, you know. That's what Rimshal Shvadran used to say. Zekal of Rock, he used to say that everybody's awful. We just had a very good... We had a Suda. And then we come by Meir of Yom Kippur night, and we're screaming out, Baruch Shem Kuvan Malkut Zedal, but we're like Malachim. We just had a good Suda. And then I'm at Yom Kippur, when everyone's remembers the last kaikas, all of a sudden you have to say it quietly. Can't say it out loud. Should be for a cat. You see, no, because by Meir we already returned to Earth. We're not Malachim anymore. We don't have food. But in Nilo, who's hungry? You're not hungry, you're floating. Your mama's floating. The Bnei Yisrael, in the midbar, as soon as they started eating man, when the matzah they left Mitzrayim was also the same properties. They had the properties of man. They weren't hungry, they weren't full. They were just, what their needs were taken care of. And Mitzrayim was the source, was the bastion of Taiva. Miyachilein Basar. They wanted passion. They wanted to have a passion. They wanted to fulfill their passion by eating.
They already had this love.
What? Yeah, no, but this is the second time.
Slav and Mon are together?
This was... the first time the Slav and the Mon was together. They didn't even ask for a Slav. They didn't ask for meat the first time. They were hungry. The second time they asked for...
Slavs are an oaf different.
Up your dinner, it is.
Alright.
What Hashem say to Moshe? Hayad Hashem Tiktzar? Is there anything that the hand of God can't provide? Atasir Yikachad Varyalai. Now you're going to see if it's going to happen or not. Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. It says before you use the lesson Yad in the Pasuk. What's the Chetav? Man. The chet of man. The same batching. Kiyin, who gives us food? Kiyin liyadcha, amlea psucha kdesh vachava. Pesach es yadacha maspilach al chayratza. God extends his hand, and he feeds us. And they said, miyachi lenu basa. They want to use their own hands to feed themselves. They don't want to eat from God's hand.
What was the second one?
No, that's, this I'm reading from the second one. The first one was the Slav, they didn't ask for Slav. They didn't ask quite specifically. That's in Shemais. Perak Tazayim, Pasuk Ches. That's in Shemais. V'yemer Moshe, b'seis Hashem l'cham b'erev, Hashem's going to give you in the evening, basa lacha, he's going to give you meat. V'lacham b'abayka l'zbayin, you're going to have bread in the morning. B'shemay Hashem estel b'sechem Hashem, atam alidim alav, v'nachtam ala elenis ala sechem k'yel Hashem. But they were hungry. It was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They got the water. The water was sweetened. Then they traveled to Elim. Elim, there was dates and there was water. That was really good. And then they left Elim and they came to Midbar Sin. So there was no more res. There's no more bitter water. There's no sweet water. There's no water at all. I mean, at least the other place, there was bitter water. They went into the desert. It was the first time that they entered into the desert. There was no water. There was no food. They said they're hungry. They said, we're dying in the desert of Mitzrayim. We had meat. We had bread. And you're killing us. Now you're not giving us anything. So Hashem said, I'll give you meat and bread. That's in Parshas B'Shalach. And in Balayska. Balayska is right before the Meraglim. They're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Simiyach ilayna basa. They're crying. They can't take the man. So the first time, they were starving. So they wanted some food. So Hashem gave them man and slav. The second time, they had the man already.
And the slav?
No, they only had the slav one time. But the second time, they had the money ready. But they couldn't take it anymore. So they complained about the man. So it's a little different. The first time, they weren't complaining about the man. They never had it. And the response was the man. And the second one... So again, you have the same thing. Before. And after. Before Hashem showed you that he could feed people on the midbar. He never showed them he could feed people in the midbar because every place they stopped, there was always something there. There's a rest plaza. The next rest plaza is 27 miles. So he never showed them that. So they were hungry. So they were nixchel and they complained. But then he gave them man and they complained after the man. That's a special type of avera. Before, after. You see the chetegel. What's Chetego? That's Mamash Pashit. Moshe destroyed the Luchas Abris. Chetego's Kneged Abris.
Why? Because we defiled...
They committed adultery. It's a Forest Abris. Kalash is Inza Basek Kubasa. The Hasina is a Chuppah, Kalash was Mazan, and the Chuppah... That's in Chavs. So Kalash is into Sechu Pasa. It's a Faras Abris. It's a bris, a husband and a wife. And Kalash were bonded with the eagle. It's Levu Kaddish Baruch. And all those Averis were not enough for Kaddish Baruch to decide he's going to kill them all out. None of them is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They all would have gone in, every single one of them. I mean, the survivors. Some people died by the slav. Many people died by the eagle. The survivors would have gone in. Meraglim was number 10. And the chet of Meraglim was the kayach of expression. You use all the halakim together. When someone uses all the halakim and neshama together, combined, so then that's a spiritual death. And the pasuk says... Upigrechem atem. It's a pasuk shlach. Very appropriate pasuk. Yeah. Upigrechem atem, I'm going to translate it the way we usually translate it. Upigrechem atem, your corpses, yiplu b'midbar hazeh, will fall in the desert. And everybody knows that the correct way to say that is to say upigrechem shelachem. Upigrechem shelachem means your corpses. Yiplu will fall b'midbar hazeh in this desert. But it doesn't say upigrechem shelachem in the pasuk. This is in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Lamed Beis. This is a Pigrechem Atem. What does Pigrechem Atem mean? Exactly. Come on. Let's see some Hebrew over
you.
Here. You are corpses. Pigrechem Atem, you're corpses. Yiplu b'midbar hazeh. You're just walking around. You're walking around. Atem. But your corpses are, you're walking corpses in your fall. Because someone that's chayta with every single chaluk of his neshama is a walking corpse. That's the 10th one, and that's why they all had to die.
Isn't that 10
like
Lashon
HaKeneh? What?
Isn't that
10? Atem is, no, it's Lashon HaKeneh. Lashon HaKeneh is Atem. Okay? So the morale says that you have to put in work. We put in work.
Where can we see the morale?
What?
Elsewhere. Where is the morale elsewhere?
It's in the Sefer Nesivos Olam. It's called, the section called Nesiv HaLashon. Correct base?